on this episode of Counting Cars.
Look at this boat.
Ain't she a beauty?
It's a 1960 Cadillac Eldorado.
I think of her as a dancer, man, and I want her to be able to dance better than she's ever danced before.
The 60 sedan delivery.
Let's get this car painted so I can get this thing in the done column.
I want to make the hood a focal point. It amazes me how you guys are incredible artists, but neither one of you two can draw.
So you guys are really going to let him go through with this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're not playing tiddlywinks out here. This is a real deal, and these things can kill you.
Go!
Oh, hey, go!
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
This is a rebuilt motor Chevy 350.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Hold on, give me 1 second. Hey, can I buzz you back? I got a customer, but. Hey, what's happening today?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm Scott. Oh, hey, Steve. Good. Holy dude, you look like Custer. You got some flavor.
This is the way I always dress.
You're a baller.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go take a look at the car, man.
Right.
Steve and I talked on the phone about some upgrades he wants to do on his classic Caddy. Normally, I'd leave this stuff to Danny. Unfortunately, he's out of the shop today. But you know what? Meeting Steve for the first time, he had a little bit of flavor to him. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what his car looks like in person. Oh, wow. Look at this boat.
Ain't she a beauty?
I got this 1960 Cadillac Eldorado. To me, it's an immense amount of soul, historic soul. The reason I came to these guys, they're some of the best in the world at honoring the design, but making it run like it's the era we live in. We want to keep this beautiful piece of artwork. We want the outside to be exactly what the original guys designed it.
Okay.
The inside, we want to make it safe, and we want to make it a modern, roadworthy car that I could put my 5 kids and my wife in. I don't want a car to stop and start when I want it to. It's got to be safe. Like, I can't tell you that's what's most important to me.
So mechanically is really what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I think of her as a dancer, man, and I want her to be able to dance better than she's ever danced before.
I definitely think you're going to have to go with a fuel-injected motor right around the 500 horses. And the other thing I think you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to disc brakes in the front. What else do you want me to take a look at?
The interior, man. There's too much red.
Wow, that is a lot of red.
Make me a pair of pants out of that. I look good, wouldn't I? But I want you to decide on this interior here. I want to see what you guys come up with.
There's a pretty penny in this. I mean, we could be a solid 50 grand.
50 grand?
Yes.
I want my grandkids to be driving nice. This car and nice. Know what it was like to be in a big old Cadillac in 1960. She's worth every penny.
I like you. Hey, let's go do some paperwork.
You just check.
Okay. Yeah, come on with you. Okay. As long as you don't try to pay me in horse feed or something like that, everything's
on,
all
man,
good.
You can ride my horse.
What's up, my amazing, talented artist and Mike?
Get the knife out.
The 60 sedan delivery. You know, we're doing all over again. I want to change the whole thing up. I know you've been thinking about it. I've been thinking
about
it. Not pink.
Okay.
No longer pink. Let's get this car painted so I can get this thing in the done column.
Okay.
A few months ago, I picked up a way cool old school Chevy sedan delivery that has huge flipping potential. So I gave her this down and dirty rat rod vibe, took her to a car show, found a buyer. He loved her, but he wanted to paint her pink for his girlfriend. So against my better judgment, I agreed. And well, they split up. Now Ken, he's out of his security deposit, and I'm stuck with his ex-girlfriend's Barbie mobile. Now I'm going to do her my way. I'm going all out on this thing. Nothing but the best of the best under the hood of this car. And I'm going to meet with my fellas, and we're going to talk about how to make the outside as bad as the inside. Let's go check the board out, man.
I'll help you out.
Oh, thanks.
I'll stay right on you. Make sure you don't do nothing stupid.
Let me tell you something, man. You're already in my shop. I have done something stupid. Check this out. See, I really liked that first version of the satin black.
your pinstriping was, you know, really trick on it, and especially it had a lot of stuff going on the hood.
Okay.
When we went to the pink, I love the white on the interior, but the hood really kind of had nothing going on.
Right.
So I want to make the hood just kind of really a focal point. You got any thoughts on this, Ryan?
Yeah.
While Mike doodles away over there.
Well, how about for the exterior? We do the white pearl.
I'm with you. I'm liking that a lot.
The roof. Begging to be a two-tone.
Yes.
And then we just scalloped the bejesus out of it.
Some scallops.
Mainly.
You said put a centerpiece, we'll put a big ass.
That looks like a crab.
It does look like a crab.
I didn't say that was a beautiful skull. These markers suck.
Don't blame the markers. Suck. Mike, does I will it? Give you this credit, though, man. What I do love about what you're doing is I like the purple. Show me what you got, Ryan. Show me what you got.
Start with the hood.
Yeah.
That's not straight.
It's supposed to curve.
It's not exactly straight, bro. I'm just saying.
Horny Mike's like a brother. But lately, me and the guys think he's been awfully cocky around the shop lately. Even for him. Since I'm the one that recommended Danny hire Mike, I feel responsible. I gotta figure out a way to knock him down a peg.
Now, see, I'm liking what Ryan's doing.
I'm liking what Ryan's doing.
That's right.
Ryan does everything right.
Rather than making everything look like it all goes back.
Right.
We gotta mess with you a little bit.
You've come got forward. Some reversed scallops.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Good. Then if Mike doesn't like it, then we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Scallops are an old-school graphic that guys have been using on way cool hot rods since back in the 50s. And traditionally, they run from front to back. But Ryan is a creative guy, and sometimes he likes to flip the script. Some reverse scallops, which run from back to front. All right, outside of the fact that this could be the worst sketch I've ever seen.
I'll agree with that.
It amazes me how you guys are incredible artists, but neither one of you two can draw. Well, I'm feeling the vibe. I get it. The reversed scallop setup, I'm digging on it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time taking apart a car like this. It's such an original, pure car that I want to see, is this truly an original car or not?
You want good news or bad news first?
I just want to dig a little deeper in this, you guys. I appreciate it.
Are we ever going to work on this car?
Dude, we're working on it right now. Well, in just a few minutes. Earlier this week, a customer came in with a beautiful black 1960 Cadillac Eldorado convertible. And I was so excited to work on this American beauty until I heard exactly what the customer wanted to do to it.
We're going to put a fuel injection motor in it, change the interior, and put some disc brakes on it.
Gosh, the car gods are not going to shine upon us.
Well, the money gods are.
I don't want to ruin what I think could be an all-original Cadillac with all its original parts. So before I let anybody lay a finger on her, having a little bit of detective work done on this baby.
They can't just look at this thing and know it's either original or not.
Nobody can. You got to run numbers. All the really important parts on this car, they've been stamped with a code. Things like the engine block and the frame. So you can cross-reference these numbers in a computer and find out if this thing is, in fact, 100% stock or if some of these parts have been changed along the way. Now, there's nothing wrong with a car that doesn't have matching numbers parts. I build them like that all the time. But having a car with all original parts, they're rare, and I'd really rather not take one apart if I have the choice.
So if this isn't all original, you're ready to tear it apart?
Exactly, man. I'll be so much happier.
You want good news or bad news first?
Dude, I got my fingers crossed. Just give me something that is not an original. Let's start with the chassis.
Frame 60F. This 1960 convertible.
So strike one, it's original there.
The body, FW, convertible.
Okay, strike two. So we've got original chassis, we've got original body.
Mm-hmm. Now we go on to the engine.
Yeah.
According to the number on the motor, 60J.
Yeah.
That is not for the Eldorado. The 60J is for a Coupe de Ville.
Somewhere along the way, somebody put a rebuilt motor in here.
I feel so much better now. I'm not the first guy to change something. Okay, so now I know this Caddy is not 100% original. So I can move forward with good car guy conscience and make this thing absolutely a beautiful combination of old meets new.
Can we get to work now?
We can get to work. Tear it apart, and I'll actually get me some rest tonight.
Hey, you guys think I'm some kind of sissy? I ain't afraid of riding no little boat.
We'll see.
Mike's been talking a lot of around the shop lately. He's been awfully cocky. I thought I'd introduce him to my buddy Luke. He's in town with a couple of his friends. I'm gonna let him knock him down a peg.
So you guys are really gonna let him go through with this?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
First things first, I got a training device I gotta put you on and see where we stand so far before I put you on the real thing.
Some of the training device stuff.
We're not playing tiddlywinks out here. This is the real deal, and these things can kill you, so I gotta see where you're at. This sport is very, very dangerous. Getting on a bull without any amount of training is definitely not something any sane person should do. And I don't know, there you go. What does that say about Mike? All right, on this real thing, the first move he's gonna make, he's gonna pick his front feet off the ground, he's gonna turn right and rear up. So you have to leap there with him. You gotta crawl out over his head and kinda take the power away from him. So you nod and you turn out right there.
Yeah, perfect. There you go.
Yep.
Mike thinks he's all tough on that fake bull. But wait till he sees a real bull. He's gonna on himself.
Ah, it's the turns! The turns are
yeah. All right.
Hey, those are it's a lot harder than it looks.
Hey, I'm back here bucking you. I'm a little winded too.
You know, I don't really ever want you to say that again to me.
Yeah, that totally came out wrong. I don't think I'll ever say that again.
I'm not sure why I ever agreed to this. In fact, I'm pretty sure I never did agree to this. The fake bull was hard enough to stay on. Now apparently I'm ready for the real thing. I am so screwed.
This is a top-of-the-line, professionally bull-riding-ranked animal. Lizard Lips, he's the real deal, and he means business. So when you get off,
shut up, Luke,
you run, man, because he means business afterwards, too.
Stop bull and get on the damn bull.
Come on, Mike. Shut up,
Mike. Come on. It's just a bull.
Just put both your knees on his back, let him know you're coming. Keep hanging on to the gate. Don't put all your weight on him. There you go. That's good. Okay. Just let him know you're coming. Just keep your feet right there. See? All right. So now he knows you're there. Slide your feet down and keep your feet nice and even on the gates. You don't want your toes to get that boy. What do you think? It's a little different than that barrel, isn't it?
Scary.
He dies, I'm not finishing this work.
Oh, he's not going to die, but he's going to hurt himself.
He's just going to get
off. Wait, when do you say go?
When
you say
ready.
Go or I say go?
You say go. This is you, man. You're in the danger zone.
I heard him cry.
Come on, Mike. Let's do this.
You talk too much. Do it.
Go!
Oh, hey, go! What?
Come on, man.
Hey.
What is this?
This is bull.
Come on, man.
He wants you.
So I wussed out last minute. I know I'm gonna get a ton of crap for it, but I had to. I'm allergic to bulls and death.
Mike, are you crying?
I don't care if I'm a sissy. I'm not hurt.
I love this car. 70 Chevelle SS, wicked car, man. She's done, she's ready to go, but she's obviously very filthy. Not only detail it under the hood, and give her a good wash and a wax all over the place, but
hey,
would
Danny,
you condition the top? What's up, Matt?
Hey, you got an emergency call, line one. It's Cowboy Steve's nephew, Ty. I guess something's going on with the Eldorado.
Would you do me a favor and patch it to my cell phone?
Absolutely.
I'm going to run upstairs and take it.
Yeah, this is Ty.
Hey, Ty, how you doing, bro?
So, my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Get diagnosed with lung cancer 3 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
Passed away last night, Danny.
Dude. Ty, I'm really sorry. I don't know what to say.
He didn't want to be sad at all. He was out there in all his glory with the Cadillac. All he wanted to do was finish this thing out.
God bless him. She's stunning, she's beautiful, and she's ready to go. You got it, bro. God bless you guys and your family, okay?
All right,
man. Bye-bye. We've all been busting our butts on a project that we've been working on for what seems like forever. I bought an old sedan delivery a while back, painted it black for a car show, painted it pink for a customer, then I got stuck with it, so now I'm doing it my way. In the meantime, got another project that's getting a pretty sad farewell.
About 4 months ago, Steve brought in his beautiful Cadillac Eldorado. He wanted us to upgrade it, make it safe for his kids and his grandkids to ride in, and for them to be able to appreciate it just as he does. But I just received a really sad phone call from Steve's nephew. Steve passed away last night. Said he wanted the car to get done, and today she is. We're gonna ship this car to Steve's family, but I thought before we do that, I'd get all the guys together, take a look at the car, remember Steve, and just kind of soak in the beauty of this ride that Steve loves so much. Thanks for coming out, guys. We got a car that I want us all to look at collectively as a group, which is something that we rarely do. It's the 60 Cadillac Eldorado convertible we've all been working on. Steve, the gentleman who owns the car, he's kind of an old cowboy type dude. I got a call from his nephew, and we lost Cowboy Steve. He passed away.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So I thought this would be a good opportunity for us to see a car that has visited most of these departments at one time or another, just appreciate how beautiful she is, just pay some respect for Cowboy Steve before we ship it back to the family. Let's bring this thing out here. I got Rolly back there waiting. Rolly! Bring out that caddy, baby! Look at that.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just bad. Let's hear it, Rolly. Let's hear it. She's beautiful, ain't she, guys?
Looks better now that Rolly's out.
More than anything, Steve wanted this car to be modernized. We gave her everything she needed to keep all of her passengers safe, and we kept the classic charm as Steve wanted it. We changed the interior to black and white so it matched the outside of the car perfectly. But what's really cool about this ride is under the hood. We took out that old engine and we added a modern LS Corvette motor with fuel injection. This car is absolutely stunning, and I know that Steve's family will cherish this ride from generation to generation. I'm gonna take it for a little putt down the road and back, make sure everything is good on it before we ship it off to the family. The trailer's on his way to take Steve's caddy back to his family, but before it leaves, there's just one last thing that I gotta do. There we go.
Oh, nice.
This was for Cowboy Steve. I'm going to take Steve, Cowboy Steve, here with me. Cowboy Steve said he wanted to see this thing dance. This is for Steve.
Nice.
We've been working on this sedan delivery for what seems like forever. First, I did it up all rat rod style. Then I had a customer who wanted it pink, and then he didn't show up and pay for it when it was done. So now, I'm on a mission to make this car as bad as she can be, so I stand to make a good profit on the flip side. Unfortunately, I haven't found a buyer at the price I'm looking for, so I think I'm gonna have to get a little creative.
Yo, 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 yo!
What's up, Davey Deals?
What's up, guys?
Oh, Deals?
My old buddy Davey Deals, he's here to check her out. And I know he's not going to pay the price I'm looking for either on this car, but I know he's really interested in it, so I'm hoping we can make some kind of arrangement that's going to work for both of us. I mean, hey, they don't call him Davey Deals for nothing.
I thought I was here to look at a badass ride.
You are.
All
you
right.
are. You're here to look
Let's
at
see
a
it.
Gorgeous car. Roll that baby out, Rolly!
Very cool. Look at that grill. It's just incredible. That thing is gorgeous. Body line. Wow. Wow.
Come on.
Nice blowout, Rolly.
That's what I say. I love this.
Yeah, I'll say.
This 1960 Chevy sedan delivery has now gone through three transformations in my shop, and I gotta say, this final one is the right one. Under the hood, we outfitted this thing with a blueprint-engineered small-block Chevy 396 cubic inch stroked-out engine. We gave this car a beautiful two-tone paint job. The whole top half of it is a deep purple pearl. Bottom half of the car is done in all white ice pearl with traditional purple scallops and some old school reversed scallops as well. This thing is bad to the bone. Check it out, Dave. You walk around this thing. Look at it. It's just sick, man. It's just beautiful.
Now, is that the original interior?
No. We did all that.
Wow.
Clean, baby, clean. But you got to see this part, man. It's unbelievable, man. Look Look at that beast.
Incredible.
Is that insane or what?
Screams horsepower.
And that's a lot of money under there.
This car is ready to go. She's ready to go.
Oh, don't shut the hood yet.
That's sexy, ain't it? That's it. I'm not going to let you see no more.
Teaser. Let's cut to the chase. How much you giving
18
us?
Grand.
18,000.
Where's everybody going?
We gotta go, Davey.
I really appreciate you coming by. Man, I got that much in the paint. You know the value here. So seriously, you got it. You gotta say so. I want 60 for the car. I know that if I had some time to properly market it, I could get my money. But I got bills to pay. I got other projects I gotta finish. I gotta move this thing to get some other stuff handled. I'm looking to try and turn it fast. Is there any kind of a deal that we can make where at least I got you to fall back on it? Give me a little time to sell it, and if I don't sell it, it's yours for a reasonable dollar. What's a reasonable dollar?
How about 45?
That's just so tight, man. Oh, my gosh.
But you gotta flip the dough, bro. You know.
What if I took the 45, but let me market the car for like 60 days and see what I can get for her. Maybe I can get my profit. I give you your 45 off the top. And whatever the profit margin is, I give you 10% of that. If I don't sell it in that 60 days, you have stolen this car for 45 grand.
So I own it in 60 days if you don't sell it.
Yep.
You know this is a bad business decision, but I will do it for you.
We're brothers.
Yes.
Help me get out of this. You want to do it?
I'll do it.
You're beautiful.
All right, man.
No problem.
Amen. Thank you so much. I had faith that if I did this sedan delivery the way I wanted to, somebody would step up to the plate and take her home. And my brother, Davey Deals, he came up and he did it, which makes the long journey of putting this car together properly worth the ride.
I end up with it in 60 days, I can go back to matte black with a Mexican blanket after I burn the tires off it, maybe pink.
I gotta take a knee on this one.
Give it to a lady friend of mine?